You're listening to Seven of Hearts.
Shit!
Sorry. Are you okay?
Sorry. I should have been looking where I was going.
It's fine.
I'm okay. It's fine. Hey, Zach?
Hey, Ollie. This is convenient. Actually, I wanted to talk to you.
You did?
Yeah. It's just the other night, we didn't get much of a chance to talk, and, well, I know you're Sal's best friend, so I thought it might be good to get to know each other, I guess?
Oh. Yeah. Makes sense.
I mean, of course, if you'd rather not.
No, it's fine. We could get coffee or something?
Yeah. Sure.
Or actually, let's just take a walk. I don't need any more caffeine.
Of course. Where are you headed?
I was just headed home. You can walk with me if you want.
Of course, it's probably not the best idea to be walking alone right now anyway.
Yeah.
I was meant to ask, actually. How are you doing? Sal told me about the other day. That must have been horrible.
I'm fine.
Of course.
How's Sal? I haven't seen him much these past few days. Been busy.
Oh, he's doing well, I think. He seems happy enough.
Is he cooking for you?
He is. He's very good at it. I wouldn't have guessed. I should have, though. He's kind of good at everything, isn't he?
Does he? Has he been singing while he cooks?
Yeah. He has a shit music taste, but it's nice, anyway.
Yeah. That's good. He's happy. He does that when he's happy.
I'm glad. I want him to be happy. I truly do.
Yeah. I should probably give you a shovel talk, I guess.
I can assure you I want him to be happy. I would never do anything to hurt him. Never.
Like you never would have done anything to hurt Alex. I'm sorry, that's none of my business.
No, it isn't. But for the record, I never wanted to hurt them. I love them more than anything. They're the one who... Well, it's a long story. And not one I particularly want to tell right now.
Right. Well.
He's gone.
What do you mean?
Took off in the middle of the night. If I noticed, why didn't I?
Hey, it's not your fault. Okay, you couldn't have known.
No, but I could have. I absolutely could have. I knew he wasn't doing well and I should have.
Kenan, look at me. You couldn't watch him 24/7. None of us could have.
But he...
He left and that was his choice. We knew he wasn't... After Drea, he...
Now we've lost both of them.
Ollie? Hey.
Don't touch me.
Sorry. Just, you fell. Maybe you shouldn't move.
I'm fine.
Ollie, you passed out in the middle of the sidewalk. You're shaking.
Leave me alone. I just need...
I'm going to ask you a question. It's going to sound... Just trust that I haven't lost my mind or something. Have you... When you just had that episode, did you see anything?
What?
Sorry.
No, what do you mean?
Like a dream, almost, but like...
Like it's far away. Like you could reach out and touch it, but you're not really there.
It's been happening to you too?
I didn't realize. I didn't know anyone else was Do you want to come up to my flat? I think we need to
yes,
talk about
yes, absolutely.
You really think?
No, I know. Stone is the best dog to ever exist, and nobody can prove me wrong.
You may be a little biased.
I don't know what you're talking about. I love Stone a totally normal amount. I'm just 100% right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the boxing studio. We should pop in and say hi to Sal.
I don't think that's a great idea, Connor.
Why not?
Sal and I, we're not on the best of terms. It's not,
Is this because of Zach?
It's not because of Zach, but it's complicated.
Okay, well, you're never gonna fix it if you don't talk to him about it.
I don't okay, I'm coming, you don't have to drag me!
Oh, whoa, Connor. Hey.
Sal, we were just coming to see you.
Some of us were. Some of us were being dragged. Literally.
Connor, we've talked about the dragging.
Okay, well I had a really important reason this time.
Which was?
I wanted you and Alex to talk.
Oh.
Look. We don't have
to. No, I think we should. I still want us to be friends.
Yes, fine. But you owe me a drink.
Sure.
Con, where'd you... Hey, Carm, I went out to walk Stone, didn't want to wake you up. I know you didn't sleep well last night. Also, if you read this before I get back, we should have pizza for dinner. I want barbecue chicken. Oh, so cheesy bread. Can we get cheesy bread? Love you. What? Okay, what? It's not... No, come on, open. Let me out! Let me out! Why can't I get out? I can't see! Let me out! Please, let me out of here! I can't see! Please, someone help!
Carmen?
Whoa, hey, what's...
I don't... The lights were... And the door, it wouldn't... And I kept screaming for help, and nobody came. I thought...
Screaming.
How could you not have?
Hey, whatever happened, it's over now. Let's get you some hot chocolate or something. Come on.
Hi, Apollo. Miss me? Okay, fine. I'll leave you alone. Sorry I bothered you, Your Highness. You know, I should probably call someone at some point. I've just realized it's been a few days. should probably make sure everyone's okay and all that. I know. I shouldn't have let myself go so long without talking to them. You're not my therapist, Apollo. You don't get to call me out for that. What? I didn't invite anyone over. And I'm assuming you didn't either. Oh, hey, Carm.
Hey, can I come in?
Yeah, of course. What's wrong?
Wrong? Nothing's wrong. Why would something be wrong? Nothing's wrong.
You're shaking.
Am I? Okay, yeah, something's wrong. I was at Connor's dorm, and I don't know how I can describe it without sounding like I'm making it up, or plenty of people experience hallucinations. I know that you don't even have to have psychosis to hallucinate. They're actually fairly common, but I don't...
Whoa, hey, okay. Slow down. It's gonna be fine, Carm. It's okay. Just take a deep breath and sit down.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
I have a voicemail from Sal. My phone didn't even ring. I am... Do you mind if I listen to that really quickly? Just, he doesn't ever call. Or leave voicemails, really. And I... Well, I'm just worried after...
No, yeah, of course. Go ahead.
You know, it's kind of stupid, but it really hurt when you left. I don't know why, because we weren't even friends at that point, but it did. It was fucking cruel, Devin. I don't think I ever forgave you for it. You threw away years of friendship with both Ollie and I, and because you were what? Sad? You threw us away like garbage, and then came running back, expecting everything to be the same. It's not the same, Devin. It's never going to be the same. Just stop expecting it will. You know, your mom got lucky. Probably didn't realize you threw her out, too. How many times did you go see her when she was in the hospital? And your dad. When's the last time you saw him? You just cycle through people and abandon them when they're not useful to you anymore. It's fucked up. And I deserve better. Your dad deserves better. Hell, your mom deserved better. Always did. See you, Devin. Or not. Who knows?
What the fuck?
I didn't...
Hey, come here, listen to me. That was a load of bullshit. I don't know what the hell's gotten into him, but he's wrong. God, what the fuck, Sal?
But he's right. I did...
Devin, your mom had just died. Nobody blames you for getting distant. Nobody.
He's right. I didn't... I don't know how he knew. I couldn't... I didn't want to see her like that. And I couldn't make myself go.
No. You were just a kid, Devin. You shouldn't have had to go through that. It wasn't your fault. None of it was your fault.
I... Hey, Apollo. Hey. I'm okay. Carm, Where are you going?
To kick Sal's ass. Where else?
No, you're totally right.
And that's what I've told him.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. No, I hear you, I do. Yeah, I'm gonna have to let you go. I've just got home and I've got a ton of groceries to put away. Okay, yeah. Love you too. Bye-bye. One problem after another, I wish she'd just get it together. Hello? Is someone there? What the fuck?
There's so much darkness inside you, so much hate. It festers, it fills you. Don't you feel sometimes like you could drown in it? But don't feel too bad about it. You're nothing more than a means to an end. As far as the plan goes, all that hate just made it more convenient. And thank you.
No, no, that doesn't... It doesn't make any... How does someone drown in the middle of their apartment with no force entry, no, and on what looks like... I don't know what it looks like, but it's not water. The grey skin, the eyes, but it's not... This doesn't fit. They've never drowned. None of them have ever... And this person was well known. They had connections, people, friends. But nobody found the body. All of those friends, and nobody called, nobody checked on them, and then they went silent for a week. And there were no signs of decay. It was like it was minutes old, but cold. And the... Whatever it was that came out of them damaged the floor, ate through it in places. So how... What kind of poison makes someone drown, can partially eat through flooring but doesn't damage their stomach at all and wards off all decay? That's not possible. That's not a thing. Think, Ollie. Think. Come on. Oh, for the love of... Hang on, I've got some candles around here somewhere. Better. Note to self, call the landlord if it doesn't come back soon. Okay, Ollie. Drowning. What's the connection? Think, there's got to be a connection, there has to be. Figure it out.
Day... Christ, I'm not sure anymore. Does it matter? I almost feel bad, actually. Or maybe I just want to. Not sure. I think it might have been a while since I felt guilty about this. No changes. Zacharias is stubborn as always, a thorn in my side. Ollie is paranoid. Connor is having a breakdown. Sal is... Ugh. That whole situation is going to make things very complicated. Which, of course, is exactly what he wants. It's happening quickly, but nothing unexpected. I guess that's a blessing. There's a part of me that wants it to happen faster, but, well... Anyway, I will update myself, I guess, whenever I next remember to. If I'm being honest, there's no real point to these. Maybe I just like the sound of my own voice. Drowning. Ollie's gonna have a fucking field day with that.
This was Seven of Hearts. In this episode, Carmen was voiced by Caspian Palemon, Connor was voiced by Cry MJ, Sal was voiced by Felix Bozorski, Alex was voiced by Lark Pelletier, Devin was voiced by Riley Deegan, Ollie was voiced by Beth Barrett, and Zach was voiced by Daniel Freeberg. This episode also featured the voices of Cam Ryan P as Destasia, Freya Meldrum as Oleander, Avery Thompson as Cassius, Kit as Conan, and Nia Chenery as the victim. Script by Lark Pelletier and sound design by Caspian Pale Moon and Lark Pelletier. Thank you for listening.